Welcome to part two of the Townships at 12. If you're just joining me, I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Townships. In the second part of today's show, I will be talking with Alexandra Reed, who is a board member of the Grace Village Care Foundation. Alexandra is responsible for organizing this year's fundraiser gala. I will also have some health news in this segment and some music. We will start part two off with the Jaguars, and the song is called The Way You Look Tonight.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Today we continue to shine a spotlight on the organization that plays an important role in supporting care, comfort, and quality of life for residents in our community, the Grace Village Care Foundation. One of the foundation's biggest events of the year is the annual Gala Fundraiser, an evening that brings people together for a great cause, helping raise vital funds to support programs, services, and initiatives that make a real difference in the lives of residents and their families. Joining me today is a member of the board of directors who is helping organize this year's gala. We'll be talking about what's planned, how the community can get involved, and why events like this are so important. We'll be talking to Alexandra Reed. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm really happy to welcome Alexandra Reed to the Townships at 12. Now, Alexandra is on the board of directors for the Grace Village Care Foundation, and she is heading up this year's 2026 gala. So welcome, Alexandra.
Thank you, Maureen. Very nice to be here. I've been looking forward to this interview, and welcome. And I am, as you mentioned, a member of the Grace Village Care Foundation, and I am running the 2026 fundraising gala, which will be held on June 27th, 2026 at 6 o'clock at the Grace Village, and which is located at 1515 Pleasant View in Sherbrooke.
Is this the first time that you've organized the gala for the Grace Village?
No, actually, this is my second year. I was co-chair last year, and this year I am chair. And I am responsible for organizing the whole gala. And it's going to be rather an interesting evening, I think, full of some exciting events.
What can people expect from the gala when they walk in?
What you're going to see is a beautifully decorated faith hall. And the whole idea is going to be bringing together the community leaders, partners, and supporters of the Grace Village and the cornerstone event is to raise awareness and to expand our support and our for our residents in at the Grace Village. It will be a cocktail dinatoire, which will include substantial, wonderful little foods that are prepared by Megan Dunn Catering. And you will be able to wander through. You'll be able to see silent auction items that will be, there'll be a silent auction, and sign up sheets for the auction items. There'll also be a live auction by our famous Eastern Township Scott Graham auctioneering family. And then we will have the Auburn Trio, a jazz group, who play in and around the Eastern Township, and they're going to be playing music for us. We also are going to have a very special guest, and that is going to be the Honorable Marie-Claude Bibeau, the former Member of Parliament from the Eastern Township, and who is now the current Mayor of Sherbrooke, and she's coming to support this important event.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of fun. Do you know some of the items that will be in the auction?
Oh, yes. There's going to be wonderful things. We have a two-night stay at Hubby Manor that the Stafford family has donated. A two-night stay at Ripple Cove. We also have Valis B. Ford, who are donating an executive car for a weekend with dinner and wine. A lakefront cottage on Lake Massapequa for a week. Another cottage donation in Long Lake Wallace. We have Sarah Peck Colby, an artist who paints a lot of Eastern Township scenes, and she's donating one of her paintings. And we're going to have pontoon boat rides, and that's just to name a few.
That is amazing. Sounds like some fantastic gifts.
Oh, they're going to be. And the whole theme this year is going to be Magic Wallet. And a Magic Wallet is you usually have eight little slots in a wallet, and there'll be eight gift certificates in there. And it'll be auctioned as a whole surprise package.
Why do you think this gala is such an important fundraiser for the foundation?
Well, it is extremely important because we need to ensure that our citizens of the township, who have given much to us in the past and who are, you know, many years have gone by and they've aged, and now they're residing in many of the residences here in the townships, but particularly Grace Village. And we're giving back to these people, these residents who have given so much to us. We have to raise awareness through this gala. And it's also, we're here to support the residents who cannot necessarily fully cover the entire cost of a residence, of a senior's residence. And we want to ensure that we enhance their quality of life through the programs that are offered at Grace Village, through also improving the facilities, and just ensuring that there's, and there always is, very solid, good care. And the thing is, it's an awareness, and we want to give back to our community those who have given much to us.
Mm-hmm. Would you say this is one of the most important fundraisers of the year?
It's one of the largest. I won't say it's the most important, but it's one of certainly the largest. And it is important because, again, it's awareness, and we're going to be 200 people there. And it's so important that everybody enjoy the evening, and we're there to support our senior community, and making sure that everything is well organized. And so I have another little spiel that might be able to help. The foundation provides financial assistance to residents who cannot fully cover the cost of care. And we invest in programs, equipment, and facility enhancements that enrich the residents' daily lives. And with this effort, we want to create a safe, modern, nurturing environment where seniors can thrive socially, emotionally, and physically. Many of our citizens have shaped the bilingual fabric of our community over the years, and they've contributed in our growth of our community, and they are leaving a legacy. And when unexpected challenges arrive, the foundation ensures that they can contribute and continue to call Grace Village home. We will never throw out any resident because they can't afford it. And this is their home, and this is where they will be taken care of and loved.
That's a very important message. Now, the goal of the gala?
The goal of the gala is $50,000 this year.
$50,000, okay.
Dollars, yes.
And is it going into a special fund or just generalized care for those who can't afford it?
It's going to go into the general fund, and it will be managed through the executive board. And as the Grace Village board, not the foundation board, but the village board, they will put in requests when they need financial assistance. And it could be very well a special project, because we have to, don't forget, we have to maintain the building. We've got, right at the moment, we're funding the refurbishment of all the kitchenettes that are in each of the wings. And they get a lot of use, and they do need to be maintained. So that is one area at the moment that we're funding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you talked about sponsorship. Could you elaborate on that a bit?
Yes, there's sponsorships. We have four levels of sponsorship this year. There could be businesses in the area, personal sponsorships, and they go from $2,500 up to $10,000, which is a platinum sponsorship. And we, with this, will help build the $50,000 that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And if they're interested in sponsorships, they can certainly call me or email me at alexandrareed1@outlook.com. And I'd be pleased to help them with that. Alexandra.
Okay.
Reid1 mm-hmm. at outlook.com.
Individuals can sponsor too, as well as businesses?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we also encourage, you know, buying of the online tickets. You can go through to the Grace Village Care Foundation, buy tickets.
Okay.
And make sure that it's the correct link.
Okay. How about if people just go to the Grace Village website?
Tickets are $200 each with a $75 tax receipt.
Now, how does supporting the foundation benefit not just the residents, but the broader community?
I hate to say this, but, you know, we're none of us are getting any younger. And, you know, one day, one of us may be at the Grace Village, you know, needing long-term care. And, you know, somewhere along the line, somebody will be supporting one of us in there, I'm sure of it. So it's important that we just make sure people are aware and continue to support the, you know, the foundation. And so that it's an ongoing, continuous resource for our seniors in the Eastern Township.
Mm-hmm. And now for listeners who are hearing about Grace Village for the first time, what would you like them to take away?
I'd like them to take away the fact that this organization, this seniors residence, it is a place where seniors are well looked after. The nursing staff, the préposés, the support workers really engage, and they begin to, you know, the residents and the employees of Grace Village, they become a family, and they really look after their seniors. And Grace Village is now the homes of the people who are living there. This is their house. This is where they belong, and it's a very special place.
And it's also serves the English community too. And there's not too many places that do that.
It's primarily for the English community, but we do have a lot of Francophones, and it's a wonderful mix between the English and the French, and everybody is, you know, happy together. And it's a rare thing to have just really one place for the Anglophone community, but we do have Francophones there mm-hmm. as well.
Okay. How did you get on the board, Alexandra, and what does being part of this foundation mean to you personally?
Well, my mother, unfortunately, fell on hard times, and I had to place my mother somewhere because of her decline, her physical decline, and cognitive decline. And a very close friend of mine suggested the Grace Village. And I said, oh, this is impossible. I can't possibly afford this for my mother. And they said, oh, no, there's a foundation. I said, a foundation? Yes, there's a foundation who will subsidize. So I applied to the foundation for subsidy, and my mother was accepted. And my mother lived there for a year and a half until she died. And this is just my way of giving back to the Grace Village and saying thank you for the excellent care that my mother received. And so that's why it's important for me. And I personally, that's why I'm committed to being a board member.
Anything else we left out that you'd like to add, Alexandra?
I don't think so, Maureen. I think this interview, I think the important thing is to make people in our community aware of the importance of the Grace Village Care Foundation.
It is. It's very important.
That's right.
We've been talking with Alexandra Reed today. She is on the board of directors for the Grace Village Care Foundation. We've been talking about the gala, and that is coming up on June 27th, 6 p.m. at the Grace Village. So thanks very much, Alexandra, and all the best on the event.
Thank you very much, Maureen, for this opportunity.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Bye. And next up, we have some health news for you here on the Townships at 12. Let's talk about something incredibly important in the lives of seniors, staying socially connected. When we think about health, we often focus on diet, exercise, and medical care. But social health is just as vital. Regular contact with friends, family, neighbors, and community groups can have a powerful impact on overall well-being. Studies have shown that seniors who stay socially engaged tend to experience lower rates of depression and anxiety, better cognitive function, and even improved heart health. Simple conversations, shared meals, volunteering, joining a club, attending community events, or even a weekly phone call can make a real difference. Loneliness, on the other hand, can quietly affect both mental and physical health. It can increase stress, disrupt sleep, lower energy levels, and may even contribute to memory problems over time. The good news is that connection doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as inviting a neighbor for coffee, joining a walking group, attending a senior center activity, or learning how to use video calls to help keep in touch with loved ones who live farther away. For family members, checking in regularly, whether by phone, a quick visit, or even a thoughtful note, can mean more than you realize. Good health isn't only about adding years to life. It's also about adding life to those years. Feeling connected, valued, and involved is an important part of healthy aging. So today's reminder is simple. Reach out, stay involved, and nurture the relationships that bring joy and meaning to life. And that's our health news today for you here on the Townships at 12. I would like to thank my guests on the show today. In the first half hour, Peter Provache. He's president of the Grace Village Care Foundation Board of Directors. And in the second part of the show, Alexandra Reed, also a board member. She is organizing this year's 2026 fundraiser gala. It's happening on June 27th at 6 p.m. at the Grace Village. Go to Grace Village's website to learn more and purchase your tickets. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an activity coming up, or if you're someone with an idea for a future interview, please email me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. The Tuesday show is repeated at noon on Wednesday, and it will be up on our website a little later today, www.cjmq.fm, and go to the Shows tab at the top of the page. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will close with the song Love. It's by Nat King Cole. You've been listening to the Townships at 12 here on The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me.